constantly finding significant stories that are about service and about the things that the shrine encapsulates, which is through conflict, sort of the nature, the character of people involved. I mean, the part of the excellent show we've just walked through is also about the impact of war on the at home. And in this instance, Sasaki had the Peace Crane and the whole Peace Crane project. So a room like this needs acoustic treatment so that we can get it to work as an auditorium. So Jeremy Stewart in our office worked up an idea of the Peace Crane, which is actually embossed onto the wall and gives us the undulation we need. This was a very controversial thing to do, given that it's about Hiroshima and about the Allies' involvement in the war and a very, you know, confronting aspect to war. And the trustees of the shrine embraced it as an idea of recognition of, you know, hands across the water, that idea about we're all in this situation and we're all both responsible and also impacted and conflicted by it. So the Peace Crane represents that, a sort of reconciliation or a statement. And the shrine, they were really fantastic. We thought they might be a little bit apprehensive about it, but they were really strong on the idea of it being an acknowledgement of the full aspects. And really what the shrine is that full aspects of what remembrance and ancestor acknowledgement about what our families went through, all of our families.
To fill the story for those who don't know, Sasaki was a young girl, a survivor, a short-term survivor of Hiroshima, and a leukemia sufferer as a product of the Hiroshima outcome, and collected the idea of with an ambition of collecting, I forget the number, but a great number of peace cranes as a sign of peace and a sign of reconciliation past that horrific moment.
This is interesting because it also it both complements, but it also stands apart from a lot of the Middle Eastern references in the shrine, given that the mausoleum of Halicarnassus was actually in Turkey, and so were a whole series of major Greek monuments. So, in other words, yes, and there was that association with Gallipoli being very close to the site of ancient Troy. So, in other words, there was a whole theme of reenactment of Greek legendary epics from archaic Greece, but at the same time physically on Turkish soil, or references to Turkish soil and territory at the same time.
Well, the garden on the northwest is really about that, the planting, the gravel, the decking and things refer to that Middle East and Dardanelles.
The Middle East, and there was Mesopotamia as well, of course, with the ziggurat, with its origins of the stepped ziggurat, of course, being in Ur, the ziggurat of Ur, and references, of course, to Babylon and to another theatre of World War One, at least for Australia. Yeah.
The shrine trustees had very strong stories. There's a kind of a span of narratives that are strong in the shrine's memory. And so we would try and capture those. It's really about trying to capture the breadth of that without glorifying it, and at the same time turning that into a design that is a nice place to be, you know, and that has a sort of sublime calmness to it that isn't just, you know, the aesthetic of an airport or Disneyland.